While I was in law school, I went to Northeastern Law School in Boston, and I went out on something called co-op, which is their work program in the second and third year. I was sent to the Migrant Legal Action Program in Washington, D.C., and they in turn sent me out into the fields to do outreach among farm workers in rural Maryland, particularly in Maryland's Eastern Shore, the Salisbury area. And it was there that I began to hear all kinds of stories. And this next poem is loosely based on one of those tales. It's called Federico's Ghost. The story is that whole families of fruit pickers still crept between the furrows of the field at dusk, when for reasons of whiskey or whatever, the crop duster plane sprayed anyway, floating a pesticide drizzle over the pickers who thrashed like dark birds in a glistening white net. Except for Federico, a skinny boy who stood apart in his own green row, and, knowing the pilot would not understand in Spanish that he was the son of a whore, instead jerked his arm and thrust an obscene finger. The pilot understood. He circled the plane and sprayed again, watching a fine gauze of poison drift over the brown bodies that cowered and scurried on the ground, and aiming for Federico, leaving the skin beneath his shirt wet and blistered, but still pumping his finger at the sky. After Federico died, rumors at the labor camp told of tomatoes picked and smashed at night, growers muttering of vandal children or communists in camp, first threatening to call immigration, then promising every Sunday off if only the smashing of tomatoes would stop. Still, tomatoes were picked and squashed in the dark, and the old women in camp said it was Federico, laboring after sundown to cool the burns on his arms, flinging tomatoes at the crop duster that hummed like a mosquito lost in his ear and kept his soul awake.